Gimel Elul, Friday the 2nd of September, Rabbi David Roberts, Elul and the preparation for Rosh Hashanah.
Good morning. We are still in the middle of the period known as the Shivat Nechemta. As you know, there is a series of three Haftorahs for Tisha B'Av which talk about the Puranusa, the punishment, and then there are seven which talk about where the theme of the Haftarah is on Nechama, the consolation and the comfort after Churban. Haloidavahu, surely it is significant that they always, of necessity, overlap and include within them El. What is the connection between the theme which Chazal have set for us of Nechama and the Avodah of Elul? We'll try and tie it into the parasha as well a little bit. The Abudram brings a medrash, beautiful medrash, where he interprets the opening words of each of these Haftorahs as a dialogue between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael. And we're told at the beginning, Nachamu, Nachamu Ami, be comforted my people. And we turn around and we reject Kivyochel, the Nechama. We reject the consolation. V'toy metziyoin azovani Hashem. Ani yosoy aro loy Nechama. We're not comforted. Whatever is initially on offer, it seems, is not good enough. Until finally, sois osis v'Hashem, and onoichi, onoichi hu menachemchem. What's the dinu dvarim? That's the Chazal. Perhaps we can say in a Hezbah. What is the dinu dvarim? What is the dialogue, as it were, between the Ribbono Shel Olam, between the Navi and Klal Yisrael? Furthermore, we are told, as a famous Chazal, Chotu bekiflayim, luku bekiflayim, v'nechamu, nichamu bekiflayim. Our sin was double. Chet chato Yerushalayim. We suffered doubly. And finally, the Nechama is, Nachamu, Nachamu is also double. What are these two things? It's interesting to note that the word Nechama actually means two things. The word Nechama can mean, and they have to be, of course, connected. It means consolation, it means comfort. But the word, the root, nunches mem, is also used, vayinochem Hashem, as changing one's mind, changing one's perspective. And of course, they are one and the same thing. What does nechama mean? To give it a definition, le'aleinu, le'aleichem, if somebody is an avol, there's a mitzvah of nechama. What is the mitzvah? What is nechama? Nechama is the art of somehow managing to get across a different perspective. The facts don't change. The reality is there. But the ability of somebody to look at the same facts and draw a different conclusion, to, so to speak, to change one's mind, to change one's perspective, the result of that is nechama, is to some extent, is consolation. There's more that can be said about that. But that is the base. That is the basic idea. So therefore, the process that we are going through in these 7 weeks, the challenge is to be able to look at the same facts, at the same reality, and view them totally differently. That is the challenge, and that, I would like to suggest, is really the avoda of Elul, is changing our perspective. And the word, the key word that I'd like to refer to again and again in this, as it manifests in Rosh Hashanah, in Malchus, in Teshuvah, and in Shofar, the key word that we're going to look at is Rotzon. One's Rotzon. One's most basic desire. And then we'll have to understand, of course, what is the double. What is the double explanation? What is the double expression? And what is chat in this dialogue between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam? I'd like to start off with a remez that the Sfas Emes brings from the Chedusherim, from his Zayda, is a lovely remez to Elul. His remez is, we say every day, Mizmoy L'Soyda, Hu Asanu V'Loy Anachnu. The Rabbeinu Shalala made us, he created us. V'Loy Anachnu, there's a famous Kriya Ksiv there. Lamed Vav, Loy Anachnu, we are unto him, and also Loy Anachnu. We didn't create ourselves. We didn't self-generate. And the Aleph Lamed and the Vav Lamed together make Elul. And he says what this means is, to the extent that we recognize Loy Anachnu, that we subjugate our own Ritzoinus and our own agenda to that which the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants, to that extent, the Loy Anachnu, we become his. And that, says the Sfasenus, that is the Avodah of Elul. Let's understand this a little bit more. There's a lovely Kliyokar in this week's Sedra. And it talks about the mitzvah of appointing a melech. And of course, the parallel is obvious. We're building up towards a day of Rosh Hashanah, which is essentially a day of Kabbalas Oyel Malchus Shamayim. Imru lefonai malchiyos, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. Say the malchiyos, we don't just say them, it means internalize them, understand them, and accept me as a melech, kedei shetam lichuni aleichem. So the Kliyoka deals with the famous question that all the Mepharshim deal with. The pasuk says, "Kisovei el haaretz." Shani in this week's parasha, "Kisovei el haaretz." Asher Hashem lekech nisalach v'yirishta v'yashavta ba. When you are settled in the land and you say, "Asima alai melech," I wish to place a melech upon myself. Kechol agayim asher sivoisai, like every other civilized and settled nation. So im tosim alecha melech, place upon yourselves a king. Asher yivchar Hashem lekech boy mikerav achecha. There are certain caveats. There are certain limitations, of course. Fred the Kliyoka, all the Mepharshim ask the question, they each give different answers. Then what was the problem when they came to Shmuel and they asked for a melech, and the Rabbeinu Shalom was very upset, and it's quite clear from the Navi that this was a less than desirable situation. Where did we go wrong? What was wrong? It seems to be a perfectly legitimate request. Many different answers, and he acknowledges some of them. And I'd like to read you out just a couple of lines. And he says as follows, Sheharotzoin ha'eloiki haya sheletzedek yimloich melech aleihem kidei lahatil moiro'oi al kulam. The purpose of Malchus, not everybody agrees with this, but he learns that the Ran, there's a famous Ran in Droshes in this, on this week's parasha, perhaps takes a slightly different line, but the Kliyoka says the purpose of Malchus is the idea of having a central authority over people. Heaven mispalo, he quotes the Mishnah in Ovis, Heaven mispalo b'shleima shel malchus shel molei meiro ish esreim chayim b'lori. The purpose of Malchus is that there shouldn't be anarchy, that there should be a system of authority, and we saw all too horrifically this summer what happens when you have a segment of society who feel, for whatever reason, that there is no authority, that we can get away with it. If there's no Yiras Shamayim, forget Yiras Shamayim, if there's no Yira of the Malchus, and the police and the other forces of law and order that are meant to keep the structures of society in place, it's a very, very quick descent into anarchy. The Lemitzarech HaMishpatim says the purpose of the Melech is not to legislate or even so much to enforce. Elo Letzarech, because he says for that you've got Batei Dinim. Elo Letzarech Kibbutz V'Tikun HaMadinos. There has to be Eimas Malchus. It's fear. It's subjugation of my Ritzoinus to the Ritzon, understanding and acknowledging that there is a higher power. Where did they go wrong, therefore, says the Kliyoka? Very simple. He said, we settled, and when we settled, it came to a situation of Ishkol Ayosha Be'enov Yaseh. People wanted to start doing what they wanted. Where they went wrong, says the Kliyoka, in short, is they said, T'nolonu Melech, give a king for us. The king is not for us, the king is to be aleinu, on top of us. That's where they went wrong. In Medayik the Pasuk, it says, Asima alai melech, that I recognize that there needs to be a higher authority on top of me. That's legitimate. So in Tosim alecha melech. But they went to the Navi and they said, T'nolonu melech, we want the best melech that money can buy. There's a huge difference. A cynic once noted, I can't remember whether I've said it in this forum before, it's a good saying. He said some people, and it's the same with Rabbonim, some people use Rabbonim rather like a drunk uses a lamppost for support rather than illumination. It's a good vote. You've made up your mind, and you can tell immediately when somebody asks a shayla. They've basically made it there. They know that the desired outcome, and they shop around, and they go to the rav that they want, or they go to the they want a certain answer, and they frame it in a certain way. That's not saying tosim alech melech. That's tnolonu melech, and that defeats, of course, the entire purpose, because the tachlis of malchus, and what we're working towards for Rosh Hashanah is to be, and it uses the lashon to be makabel morus. To accept authority, and let's face it, it's the hardest thing for anybody to do, to accept authority. Not to, or at least we think, that if we do that, then we're no longer autonomous, we're no longer in charge. To be machnia my rotzen, to rotzen Hashem. That's really what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Malchius is understanding that there is a Borei Olam, and perhaps throughout the year, I get the things a little bit wrong, and I tend sometimes to do that which really I want. And Malchus is once again on Rosh Hashanah is recognizing that there is a Ribbono Shel Olam. Umalchusoi berotzoi kiblu aleihem. Being mekabel a melech is exercising my rotzoi and changing my rotzoi. Malchus always goes together with rotzoi. Another place where we see this very clearly, and the Mefarshim all deal with this, is Adonai Olam. We say Adonai Olam Hashem Molach B'Terem Kol Yitzei Nivra, and there's really a tension here. It needs to be understood properly. The emes is the Ribbono Shel Olam was a Melech Hashem Molach B'Terem Kol Yitzei Nivra. Before anything was created, he reigned supreme. He was the Melech. He was in charge. But leis naso bechefzoi, again rotzoi, leis naso bechefzoi koil, then azai melech shmoi nikra. He was only called a melech once he had created a creature that was betzalmoi. What does that mean, betzalmoi? Nafshachayim and Sharalaf at great length. Betzalem Elohim manifests in that we are a boicher, we are a baal rotzoi, we are able to choose. We have the absolute ability to choose. Only when the Ribbono Shel Olam had created a creature, Betzalmai, out of the entire universe, we who are Baalei Bechira, and we have that ability to choose, and then when we willingly choose him, then Melech Shmoi Nikra, only then is he called a Melech. So his Rotzoin was manifest. And this again, Rosh Hashanah, I'm not a Baal Kabbalah, but I know that the Svarim HaKadoshim write that the sphere of Rosh Hashanah, certainly the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is Keser, which is Rotzen, pure Rotzen Hashem. It's the manifestation, it's the first time that we interface with the Rotzen Hashem in its most basic form. And we need to align. Asei Ritzoynei ki Ritzoynecha. Ritzoyneinu la sois Ritzoynecha. Mi ma'akev soir shebi'isa ma'akev. This is what we really want. Sfasema says, beautiful, beautiful Hezba. He brings a Chazal, a Medrash I haven't been able to find. Happy if anybody can, my searches on my various software didn't show it up, I don't know where it's from. But he says a beautiful chat. Poide Hashem Nefesh Avodov. The word Nefesh, of course, always means Rotz, synonymous with Rotz, and Rashi Nechai Yisara. In Yeshus Nafshechem says Rashi Ritzoynchem. Nefesh always means rotzen. The nefesh habahami, which is contained within the dam, which is the most elemental rotzen of a person. Poida Hashem, nefesh avodov. The Ribbono Shel Olam says the Sfasemes liberates the rotzen of his avodim. What? So he quotes Chazal, Eilu bnei Yisrael shemekablim malchusoi barotzen. Mamish this idea. What happens on Rosh Hashanah is that if we shtel zechtzu and we prepare, and we are actually able, and we're ready when the Ribbono Shel Olam takes that ultrasound, that snapshot of our deepest rotzon, he liberates it. Because the emes is, Neshama Shel Satu B'Tahiri. We want to Ritzoneinu Lasos Ritzonecha. That's who we are. That's what we are. That's what we want to do. But during the year, all our own egos and our own agendas get in the way, and we get confused, and we don't even realize. It's not even us. And Neshama Chaim writes that the Yitzhar is a marketing man. What does he do? He convinces us that it is us that wishes to do Averis. It isn't. We don't want to do Averis. That's what he manages to do. He manages to confuse us that it is us that wants. It's not true. On Rosh Hashanah is a day where if we've prepared for it, Poida Hashem Nefesh Avodav, the Rabbeinu Shleilam, liberates the Nefesh, the Rotzon of his Avodim, and we go back to our very basic elemental Rotzon, which is to do, of course, his Rotzon. Leis Nasa Bechetzoi Koil. Koil is a code word, say the Mefarshim, of course. Yetzer Oiru Boire Choshech. Oiseh Shalom Uboirei Ra is the way the Pasuk puts it. We say Uboirei Esakoil. So Koil becomes synonymous, becomes a synonym for Ra. There are a range of activities which I can engage in. There is Koil. I can choose. The existence of Ra allows me, kibiyochel, to have a choice, and then I can choose. I can exercise my Ratzon either for the good or for the bad. Having koil means that there is this range. So le'es na'asa v'cheftzoi koil. When the chefetz of the Rabbeinu Shlalem, the rotzen of the Rabbeinu Shlalem was misgashim, it manifested itself in the bria of le'es na'asa v'cheftzoi koil, when the option of ra exists, and we choose correctly, as I melech shmoy nikra, then he really becomes called a melech. He was a melech b'terem kol yitzei nivra. But only then, Shmoy Nikra, is he called a melech, because we stand and we exercise that choice, and Shmoy, of course, is begimatria ratzon, the Mefarshim will say. As I melech Shmoy Nikra. V'achari kichlois hakol. And when Ra will be done away with, ultimately, and be shown for the illusion that it was, levado yim leich neira, he'll continue to be a melech. So that's Rosh Hashanah. It's the recognition, Malchus is the recognition of the Ratzon Hashem that manifested in a creation where there is this choice, there are these ranges of choices, and we have to choose Sim Tosim Olecha Melech, not Lanu, not to serve our own agendas, our own purposes, but Olecha, to recognize that He is on top of us. How does this manifest in tshuva? And here there is a very important, probably one of the most seminal pieces in Mesilas Yesharim, where he explains how it works. Because we really are presented with a very grave problem, and time won't permit to go into it in depth, but it's very, very meduyik. Mesilas Yesharim in Perek Dalet has got a piece which I'll try and summarize. He asks the question. He says that, first of all, he lays down a yisoid, a very important yisoid, Kichol Durachov Mishpat. Melech Oyhev, the only time we say that Rabbeinu Shalom loves in Shemot Esra, he's Oyhev Tzdaka Mishpat. He's Reitzev Yishuvah, the only two endings of the brachas that Kivyochel talk about an emotion. Everything else is factual. All the other endings of the brachas are factual. He is Oyhev Tzdaka Mishpat. Kichol Durachov Mishpat. Mishpat is what is correct. That is Mishpat. And Midas Hadin has to be satisfied. If that's the case, he asks, then where does Midas HaRachamim come in? And more specifically, how can tshuva possibly even exist? He says the emes ki hinei beemes echi sakin ha'odom es hashe iveis v'hachit kvar naso hare sherotzach es chaveiroi echi yuchel l'sakin ha'dover hazeh ha'yuchel l'hoser ha'baseh ha'osu v'min ha'metzius. When a person has done an aveira, that it creates a certain reality. It is a reality which you can't go back on. And the moshel he gives is a very definite and a very... He uses the moshel very carefully and very specifically. It's like standing in the dock in the Old Bailey and saying, where it's been proven beyond reasonable doubt that Reuben had killed Shimon, and the judge says, do you have anything to say in your defense and mitigation? Yes, Your Honor, I am really, truly, deeply sorry. Lovely, very nice. But, and to some extent I think they do take it into account in the tariffs and the sentencing guidelines, but it's a reality. There's nothing you can do. The corpse is there. It is an irreversible situation. There's nothing you can do. And the aleph base that the Mesillas Yesharim is laying down for us is the recognition that chet is a metzius. It is a reality. It creates a reality, and by definition, if we really understood what chet really was, as the famous Gemara of Yerushalmi in Makkos, Nefesh Achitas Matahe Aleha, asks the Gemara, Chatoim Tirdef Ra. You've got to live with the consequences of the action. By definition, it's an irreversible act. It creates consequences. Maybe it's worthwhile very quickly mentioning a very important piece in the Gaon Siddur, where he explains, it's in Derech Hashem, it's in other places as well, this concept. Each time we do, let's start with Al Tzad HaTov, when we do a mitzvah, we're actually doing two things. Each time a person does a mitzvah, number one, we are accepting the authority of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, we're listening, we're carrying out his rotzen. And number two, we are doing an action that though we may not see or understand the dynamics of it and how it works, it is a maisa that is inherently and innately the best possible thing for us. We are creating nitzchias. These two ideas really are encapsulated in when we refer to the Rabbeinu Shlomo as Avinu and Malkeinu. Avinu means he's our father, he loves us. And if he tells us to do something, it's because the action itself is inherently the best possible thing for us. And Malkeinu means also I recognize that he's the boss and I have to listen to him. Even if the action carried no benefit to me, he's the boss and I would have to listen to him anyway. And the converse, of course, is true when we deal with Aveira. And that is, mitzad the fact that he is Avinu, and if he tells me not to do something, the action itself, chet, pollutes, it contaminates, it desensitizes. It's metamtim liboy shel adam. And that's a reality, and in essence it's an irreversible reality. And at the same time, I've rebelled against him, I haven't listened to him, and therefore he says, we say, Hashiveinu Avinu l'sayrasecha. Return us our Father to your teachings, the Torah that is inherently and innately good for us, but at the same time we realize the Karveinu Malkeinu la'avodasecha. We also need to come close once again and accept your authority. And Slachlonu Avinu, mitzad that you are Avinu, therefore if I do something wrong, and here's the chiddush, even if I do it, kichotonu, I do it without intent, I didn't know, I wasn't even aware. But it's a reality. If a person swallows poison, he goes to the A&E, and I'm going to ask, what were you thinking? It's irrelevant. You now have poison in your stomach, we've got to deal with it. It's a reality. Slachlonu Avinu, therefore even kichotonu. At the same time, Mechalonu Malkeinu Kifashonu. These are realities. So these are the two sides of things. And therefore asks the Mesillas Yesharim, how can Teshuvah work? Teshuvah shouldn't work at all. He gives a very detailed answer, and I'll just pick up on a couple of ideas very quickly. He says, if we medayek very carefully, the Mesillas Yesharim, he says two things. He says, really when a person sins, three things should happen. He says, number one, the consequence, the direct consequence of one's actions, the effect of one's actions should be felt instantaneously. Ro'oi she'achoyte ye'onesh miyad tekef l'chetoy. It's instant. There's no reason it should be a delayed reaction. If you take poison, if it's depending on how strong or how much you take, it automatically has an effect. It takes effect immediately. The same thing should be with a chet. Number two, also, the punishment, now here he talks about punishment. Punishment should be with the full wrath of somebody who has rebelled against the Rabbeinu Shlomo. You see these two things again? Number one, the consequence, that's mitzad avinu, it should be instantaneous. And number two, that it should be with the anger, the chaos, for somebody that rebelled against him. That corresponds both to Avinu and to Malkeinu. And finally, v'shalayi tikkun lachet klal, and the recognition that there should be no way back. That's it. It's irreversible. Those three things should be present when a person has sinned. And he goes on to say that, working backwards, he says, therefore, tshuva tinosen lachetim b'chesed gomur. Tshuva works, that tshuva should exist at all, that there should be a way to claw back or to reverse that which essentially is irreversible, that is a chesed gomor. unqualified chesed. That's the meaning when Chazal said Shuvah was created before the world was created. It operates outside of the dynamic, outside of the teva haruchni that the Rabbeinu Shalom was matbiya into the bria. Shouldn't work at all. That's a chesed gomor. That it exists at all is a chesed gomor. But the dynamics of tshuva, how does it operate? He then introduces, he talks a few times about rachamim. And rachamim, of course, we know, is a mizug of chesed and din. It is chesed and din that comes together. It corresponds to Yaakov. It's the din and the chesed that comes together. And he explains how it works. What's pshat? Din demands that the effect should be instantaneous and complete. That's the reality. Chesed turns round. Chesed would be to say, oh well, never mind. That's not an option. Rachamim turns round to din and says, okay, of course there needs to be an oinish. The effect does need to be felt. But tinosen zman lachoitin. There should be a delayed reaction. Din will have its day. Lachamim ve'esrim, there is no chesed. There is no rachamim. Lachamim ve'esrim, when we're in the olam ha'emes, it's total din. It's total din. It cannot be otherwise. Kichol derach of mishpat. There has to be ultimate accountability. But as long as there is breath in our body, there's a rachamim says, okay, it resolves the tension and says a balance and says, okay, there will be din, but not just yet. Let's see how this fellow plays things out. Let's see whether he changes his mind. And that really is the key, and that's what I want to come back to. And furthermore, even if there is a bit of an einish, it's never with the full wrath. It's a nudge. It's a Rabbeinu Shalom saying, no, I want to point out to you, you've done something wrong. Be aware of it, be conscious of it, and do tshuva. But that tshuva itself should work is a chesed gomor. But here is the key point, going back to our initial point of Rotze. He says, how does tshuva operate? Shetinosen tshuva lachoitim bechesed gomor. And his loshen is, and this is a phrase that we should all be aware of, Shetechoshev akiras harotzoin ke akiras hamase. What is tshuva? Here's a definition from the Mesilas Yesharim. The existence of tshuva is chesed gomor. The dynamic of tshuva is rachamim. But what is tshuva? Shetechoshev akiras harotzoin ke akiras hamase. The Rabbeinu Shlomo will reckon the uprooting of the rotzoin, of that original rotzen of having sinned, ke'akira samaisa, it'll be reckoned as if the uprooting of the maisa itself. Now, how and why, in any way, should this operate? Very briefly, he goes on and he says, the nechama, he uses the lashon, the nechama and the tsar, he said, in place of the rotzen and the hana, when a person sins, two things happen. Number one, we choose to sin, and then we have pleasure from it. In its place, if there is tshuva, there is nechama, back to that word we started with, there is nechama, I have totally and utterly changed my mind. See, this is one thing that we have in our power, and it's perhaps the only thing we have in our power. The Chovas Halvavos writes in two places, most clearly in Shar HaBitachon Perek Dalet, Pirush Chelek Ravi, he writes an amazing idea, a very important idea, in resolving the tension between Hashem's foreknowledge and our Bechira. He says as follows, very important you say. He writes that there is our Bechira, our Tzelem Elikim, manifests in one area and one area only, and that is that of Rotzon. How many times, and he can prove it, he says, very simple, how many times have we planned on doing things, good or otherwise, which don't work out? Many times. The story of most people's lives. How many times do we have a day? You look at the statistics. How many times have we decide that we're going to do something, and it actually happens? Relatively rarely. So that shows very clearly we're not in charge. So he says as follows, when it comes to Maisa, the actualization of my thoughts and of my plan, the Rabbeinu Shalom is totally in charge, whether we're talking about mitzvahs or aveiros. But there is one area where we are totally and utterly, it's entirely up to us, and there is no kfir at all. And it's put forward most elegantly, I've said this before, but it's put forward most elegantly by Rabbi Yisrael Salanter's opening words of his Igeres HaMusa. Ha'odam chofshi b'dimyonoi v'osur b'muskoloi. In my dimyon, in my rotzoin, in my desire, in my plan, that when I choose, I am free to choose. Rotzoin is the most elemental manifestation of who I am and what I am. When it comes to Maisa, the Rabbeinu Shalom allowed it to happen, because you see, ultimately, insofar as the Maisa is concerned, Kiddush Hashem will emanate from all our Maisim, either because we'll be rewarded, or because ultimately we'll be punished. Either way, there will be a Kiddush Shem Shamayim in the final analysis, will emanate from my Maisim. But the Rotzim, that's entirely up to us. And if you think about it, there is only one thing when the Mesillas Yesharim asks the question, and this is the Emes. When the Mesillas Yesharim asked his question that it shouldn't be possible to turn the clock back, it's true, it shouldn't be possible at all. The action and its effect is irreversible, but there is one thing, and that one thing only, that I can turn back. And that was the only thing, if you analyze it, al-pi d'cheves al-vavos, that I was ever really responsible for. And that was the rotzen, because that's where I was free, that's where Bechira operates. That you can turn back. I wanted to do something yesterday, today I totally and utterly regret it. The mocking, the rotzayn, and the hanor, says the Mesillas Yesharim, I now have nechama v'tzar. And if I work on my rotzayn, which is what Malchus is all about, and I realign it totally, I can totally and utterly regret it. My part in what happened, which was the bechira, which was the rotzayn, that you can totally change. Shetei choshev akiras harotzayn ke akiras hamaisan. That's why, of course, the mizmer of tshuva is mizmer shili emashabos. That's what Adam Arishin says straight afterwards. After Asisi Tshuva in his Pasharity Kain says to him, and he said, Miyad Omar, oh, I didn't realize Kecha Shal Tshuva. He said, Mizma Shilei Mashabas. What's Mizma Shilei Mashabas? No mention of Tshuva. What is Mizma Shilei Mashabas? It's a recognition that on Morim Leilam Hashem, in fact, it's absolutely symmetrical, the Mizma, if you look at it. There seems to be everybody's doing whatever they want in the world. But lehishom dom adayat, v'atom morim lo'ilam Hashem, it's that recognition and that acceptance that your rotzon reigns supreme. And that is the essence of tshuva. That's what it's all about. And therefore, going back to what we started, the avoida of nechama, the avoida of el, v'loi v'loi, to the extent that I realize that v'loi anachnu, that we're not in charge. But I accept that, and I realize that, to that extent, loy anachnu, and therefore maybe that's pshat in the chazal of the Abudram that we mentioned right at the beginning. We turn around to the Rabbeinu Shloilom. He says to us, nachamu nachamu ami. He tries to, so to speak, fob us off with a novi, a consolation prize, and we say, no, that's not what we're after. What we want is understanding, is the onoichi, is getting back to that situation. What was onoichi? Says the Ramban, onoichi Hashem lekecha. The Ramban is magdirit very clearly as Kabbalas Malchus Shamayim, the recognition that the Rabbeinu Shalom is the boss. But here is the nechama. When we're searching for the Rabbeinu Shalom, when we are trying to realign our ritzoinus to his ritzoin, and when we do it not like it was at Matan Torah, the beautiful Yalkut. The Yalkut says that the Nechama that we have here in the Haftarah of Anoichi, Anoichi, it's twice Anoichi. It's double as great. Why is it double as great? It's greater than Matan Torah. Because Matan Torah was Mitoich Nes. It was forced upon us, that recognition. Kof Alei Mahar Kegigis. Here we have Rotzen. Here we have Bechira. If we choose to get back to it and to realign it, then the Giloy is double as great. It's double as powerful. And it is Anoichi, Anoichi, Humanachem. Thank you.